Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Welcome to Making America Strong Again. This is Steve Olds, and it's a privilege to be with you today from our studios in South Florida. And for those of you that are joining us on our iHeart Radio Network, we welcome you, as well as those who are listening to our Patriot Podcast. We appreciate you listening and sharing this with everyone you know. The times that we're facing here in America are pretty significant. Over the course of the last week to 2 weeks, there have been a number of things that have happened in our nation that have given people pause. And at the same time, we have a choice. We have a choice of how we look at all this information, what we do with it, how we think about it, how we apply it to our lives. For some people, their response is pretty simple. They pretend it doesn't exist. They pretend we're not facing challenges. But moreover, most people are really concerned with what's going on in their own lives. Everybody's got a life. Everybody's got a family. People have things that they want to do. And so while the big issues of the day, whether it's dealing with a nuclear-powered Iran, whether it's selling baby parts on the open market, whether it is dealing with the United Nations, whether it's dealing with Congress that tells us one thing and does another, whether it's dealing with other matters that are important on even a local or statewide or national level, at the end of the day, most people come home around the dinner table and they're faced with the issues that are most important to them. That may simply be keeping their job or perhaps finding a job. Maybe it's what to do about school. Perhaps it's helping their kids get into a educational institution, whether that's a local high school, perhaps a charter high school. Maybe it's getting into a community college or a national college, statewide college. But how do you pay for it? What's the return on investment? All the elements of our day-to-day lives that ultimately matter to us and that we have to deal with. Because for most people, the government's not banging on your door saying, here, how can we help? We have to deal with those issues, and for a lot of folks, that's kind of noise in the headset. It's happening. We know it's happening. But at the end of the day, what does it really mean to me? And you will hear all sorts of geopolitical discussion on what the impact is to you and your family and the future of the nation when we start dealing with electing officials in the federal elections in 2016 and the state and local races that are coming up as well. But still, all of that for most people is kind of over there. It's not right in the middle of the dinner table. The issues are important, but what's more important to you and me is what's happening in our life. And at the same time, we have to decide how it is that we're going to deal with the things that matter to us in a way that's practical. In other words, when you're faced with a challenge in your home or in your job or in your schoolwork, you have a choice. And you can either look at what's wrong with this picture or what's right with it. You have the ability to choose your response to a given situation. It's called responsibility, right? You're able to respond. You can decide what it is that you want to do about a particular situation. Now, you probably know some people that whenever something happens, it doesn't matter what it is, all they see is what's wrong with the picture. They see the negative. They see the things that are just catastrophic. And in many cases, people imagine the worst, and what ends up happening is nowhere close to traumatic. It's nowhere near catastrophic. As a matter of fact, there are all sorts of studies that have been done through the years that show us very clearly that a majority of the things that most people worry about day in and day out never happen. The challenge is that they torment themselves with what could happen, what might happen, what could be an absolute disaster. So we have a choice. We have a choice at how we look at our nation. We have a choice at how we look at our home front. And it's one of the reasons that we've chosen to celebrate what's great about America. Because right now, there are no shortage of folks out there that'll tell us what's wrong with the scenario. What's wrong with America? Well, why don't we take a minute and look about what's right with America? What are the things that we have to be thankful for? And furthermore, as we begin to do that, how can we relate that to ourselves, to our own situation at home? We live in a nation that allows us to still make decisions on our own. We can decide what type of education we want. We can decide whether we're going to be leaders or followers. We can decide whether we're going to go on public assistance or whether we're going to go work to find a job or perhaps go into a mentoring program or perhaps start a business. We can decide whether we want to create intellectual property out of an idea that came to us in a flash, a way to solve a problem. We can decide whether we want to be team players and work together with other people to solve problems and support other people's goals, perhaps save time and money, and put that all together in a small business. We have that choice. Each one of us gets to choose. And the good news is we get to choose every day. Everything that we do, day in and day out, is the result of a decision that we make. Now, when you start to consider the number of decisions that you make subconsciously, you begin to understand that there are a lot of elements that are impacting the way we think on a daily basis. For example, what you listen to. Do you have the news on 24/7? Are you plugged into music? You ever think about the lyrics that are in the music? And on and on and on. You've probably thought about those things in the past. Everything around you influences the way you think, especially the people that you hang out with. And so right now, on a very practical level, we've got to decide who it is that we're going to hang out with in a local community, how it is that we want to think about what's happening in our community, in our home, and ultimately in our nation, and what it is that we want to do, either to make it better or to just get on the bandwagon of complaining and whining. Most people I know don't want to sit around and whine. They want to do something productive. But we have to have a practical, compassionate way to get that done. We also must understand the truth of where we are and develop a real plan that serves individuals in order to restore our nation. And we can only do that by focusing on one citizen, one home, one community, and a state at a time. And when we do that, we begin to look at things a little bit differently. Because when I look at you and see the goodness in you and the value that you bring to a conversation, my attitude improves. When we look at a community and say, hey, what's right with the community that I live in? What's right with the scenario that we're facing? Our brain tends to come up with answers. Our brain, our subconscious mind will tell you what's right with the situation. So part of what we begin to learn is that as we focus on the upside, we'll get answers that help us begin to solve problems, because we also have to realize that we have to solve problems. We're not living in a Pollyanna world where we're just going to pretend like everything's great. We're going to focus on the challenges, but we're going to focus our attention and what we do on the things that we can control. What are the things that we can do day to day to day to day that make life better for our families? You know, one of the questions that comes up frequently is all about fairness. Well, it's not fair that this person has this and I don't have that. It's not fair that I live in this house and somebody lives in this house. It's not fair that I didn't get this job and somebody else did. There's a whole conversation, and ultimately it points us in a position where we're fighting one another. And it's like lobbing a grenade in the middle of a conversation that pits Americans against each other. Because there are a lot of folks in America right now that believe that the government needs to decide and be the arbiter of fairness. Well, I submit that the arbiter of fairness is the citizenry herself. We're the ones that decide by what we do, by the actions we take, by the lessons we learn, by the responsibility that we assume for our actions. if I decide to go into a business and that business doesn't work, is it fair that the business went out of, didn't work? Is it fair that when my business succeeds and we take it public and have a fantastic initial public offering, is it fair that we should make money and somebody else shouldn't? All those kinds of conversations have been happening at a significantly increased level. And the challenge is people start to move out of the world of responsibility and into the world of victimhood. Now, it's easy for those who have been successful in different elements of life to say, you know what? It's not my problem. You can play victim if you want. I've taken responsibility for myself. Have a nice day. Why don't you figure it out? Well, that's not the way the game is played either. Some people play it that way. It's not the way we want to play it. Because when we look at our fellow citizens and we ask the question, how can we serve? How can we share the value that we have with someone else? Because we want people to work. We want people to have a job. We want people to get value out of their life. We want people's homes to be stable. We want families to stay together. We want communities to grow. We want joy in a home. We have compassion for those who are suffering. Many of us have been through hard times. We want to share what we've learned in a way that solves problems, that brings up the entire community. But that takes an attitudinal change for a lot of people. It also takes an environment where we can truly share with one another in a way where there's mutual respect and we can learn from each other. And when we get back, we'll talk about how we do that.
Is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about National Restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
This is Steve Schwartz with PDGo.com. We've been in business for over 15 years and have created over 1,000 websites for clients across the USA and across the world. We help our clients have a custom, affordable website, and we teach them personally how they can very easily update the information on their websites themselves anytime they want to without being a techie. Take a look at PDGo.com and see samples of our work and testimonials that clients have said about our service. PDGo.com. Again, PDGo.com.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our community here in Vero Beach since 2003. And with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. It's also our desire that every family has a home and every home has a family. And we have partnered with the Homeless Family Center of Vero Beach to work toward that goal. When you buy or sell a home with the Kelly Fisher team, we will make a substantial contribution toward alleviating homelessness in our hometown. To be a part of this great mission, please call us at 772-321-6905.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Well, welcome back. It's great to continue this discussion with you. We're talking about what it means to really take responsibility for the elements that go into our pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. You know, when we look back at the education that we got about the Constitution and some of those things that may require dusting off some cobwebs from civics class many moons ago, we can come down to a point where we understand that ultimately what we do in our life is up to us. We have to decide. John F. Kennedy said in his inaugural address in 1961, the famous line, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." Now, what do you think would happen right now in America if people got up in the morning and they looked at themselves in the mirror and asked the question, "What can I do for my country today? What can I do for my state today? What could I do for my community, perhaps my family, perhaps the place where I work? What can I contribute today that would serve others?" Can you imagine? Just take a minute and think about that. Can you imagine what would happen in America just if that happened for one day, when every citizen got up and looked in the mirror and asked themselves, "What could I do to serve someone else today?" Can you imagine the outpouring of compassion, the outpouring of interest in our fellow man that would happen just from asking the question? Now, suppose we were able to ask those questions in a way that really began to happen over time, happen on a regular basis. And furthermore, not only what you could do to serve someone else, but if somebody else is asking that question, and you have challenges that you're trying to solve in your life, I'll bet there's somebody in your community that could help answer that question for you. Have you ever thought of something, you know, you're trying to solve a challenge, you're trying to figure something out, and say, "Who can I talk to that can help me figure it out?" Somebody may come to mind, or perhaps you don't know where to turn. Perhaps you're frustrated because you're dealing with a job issue or a financial issue, and you're trying to figure out, "How do I get this solved? Who can help me? Does anybody really care?" Probably not. You can imagine every day the number of conversations that happen in people's minds where people don't believe anybody really cares about them. And that's a problem. For a lot of people in America, the real challenge that they face is isolation. They feel they're all by themselves. Nobody really understands their circumstances, and furthermore, nobody cares. And the challenge is that creates an environment where those individuals are susceptible to conversations and pitches from politicians and others who look to manipulate them simply for a vote or for an action of some sort. Now, obviously, there are times when politicians and other organizations have their best needs in mind, and they do their best to solve the problem, but how do you tell the difference? And furthermore, where's the first place we go to look for help? Sadly, right now, with 93 million people in America out of the workforce, the first place most people look is to the government for solutions. And I'm going to suggest the first place that we really need to look is to one another. That the compassion and the solutions and the jobs and the real education lie in the grassroots of America with one another. How many people do you know right now that share your hopes and dreams for the future of your family? How many people even know what your hopes and dreams are? Do you have any? Or have you gotten too old to believe that you can actually have dreams? Have you bought into the lie that I'm too old to dream? I just got to settle for what I have. You know, there are a lot of people in America right now that are teetering on the edge of leaving, mentally speaking, America and just hiding out in their home or wherever it is that they are for the rest of their lives. They're about ready to throw in the towel and say, "You know what? This isn't what I signed up for. This is not what I thought life was going to be like. Nobody cares. I'm done. It's over." And that's a pretty depressing place to be. The challenge is it's happening all over the place. So let me suggest an idea. And the idea is that when we look at our community and we look at the people around us, everybody that is interested in sharing an idea with each other, in sharing a solution, in serving one another, we can all help one another. There are a lot of people in our communities that have life experience that they would be happy to share with people that would solve problems. Have you ever heard of the term mentoring? It can be a popular term, and it's used in a lot of different ways. But Dr. Stephen Covey, in his book that came out in the early 90s, or actually may have been the late 80s, called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, he said, ultimately, if you're going to be successful in life, you have to adopt a philosophy where you learn something, and then you turn right around and teach it to somebody else, and then you live it. It's the idea of learning something new, perhaps something that solves a problem for you, and then you turn right around and share that with somebody else who can then apply it. And then you both live successfully. Perhaps you can use the idea of understanding something about money, how you begin to save for a home, or how you begin to fund your small business. You have to learn something, and then you have to turn right around and teach it, which means you're sharing and you're sowing compassionate education into somebody else's life. The impact of mentoring is powerful. And even more so, the impact of taking responsibility to be an apprentice, that is, somebody that begins to think differently, that wants to learn from somebody else, regardless of who that somebody else is. Have you ever asked one of your kids or grandkids to teach you something about technology? Yep, I throw my hands up and I say, teach me how this silly computer that I'm holding in my hand called a smartphone actually works. Show me how this app works. I'm willing to be an apprentice. I'm willing to submit as an apprentice to a mentor who may be 30 years younger than me. Well, the same thing applies in our community. Suppose you meet somebody that's willing to share an idea, that's willing to share their experience as a mentor, even around a small subject, not necessarily some long drawn out process, but over lunch or in a series of lunches or breakfasts where you get a chance to learn from each other. Imagine what would happen in our community if we had mentors who were willing to share and apprentices who were willing to learn. What would happen to the growth of our personal and professional capital in a community if we adopted those ideas? The funny thing is, while the apprentice will learn, the mentor grows extraordinarily. And the mentor begins to realize things that perhaps she never knew she understood so well until she turned around and taught somebody else what she'd learned throughout her entire life. So now, when we begin to discover all the opportunities that we have in our community to share a lifetime of experience, whether that lifetime is 20 years or 40 years or 60 years, 80 years or 100 years, every American who is pursuing life, liberty, and happiness as you see fit has value. That value is something we can turn right around and share with somebody else if we decide that's important. And if we understand that what we know has value to somebody else, you may never have heard that before, but I'm here to tell you that one of the ways America is being made strong again is when mentors begin to share ideas with others and freely give of themselves, freely give of that compassionate heart, so that other people can grow, other people can develop, other people can learn about ideas that will change their lives. And you never know when that one idea is going to make a huge difference in the life of somebody else. So as we begin to wrap up this conversation today, I want you to take a minute and just think about this. If you could share something with somebody else, if you could help solve a problem for somebody else, what would it be? Whose life could you improve? What would happen if you sowed one seed into the life of somebody else? Maybe that turn of events would help an individual stop a downward slide into the depression that takes them out of the American opportunity. Thanks for being here today. I look forward to being with you again next week, where we're going to continue the discussion about making America strong again.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.